Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 21st, 2019. In today's news, KONE is providing 177 units for a large development in Germany. Construction is now complete on a luxury residential skyscraper in San Francisco. Work is set to begin on what will be Cape Town, South Africa's tallest building. The LA City Council has approved plans for a 60-story tower downtown, and a new high-rise in Nicosia, Cyprus will be the city's second tallest.
KONE will deliver 177 elevators and escalators to Westfield Hamburg Überseequartier, a new 14-building mixed-use development in Hamburg, Germany's Hafen City District. KONE called it the largest urban renewal development in Europe. It will house about 650 apartments, offices with approximately 4,000 workplaces, three hotels, restaurants, retail and cultural space, and a cinema. It will also include a cruise liner terminal with an underground bus station. KONE will provide 112 monospace, transis, and mini-space elevators. The order also includes 65 TravelMaster and TravelMaster 120 escalators. The office buildings will be equipped with KONE destination control systems.
OMA, the Office of Metropolitan Architecture, has completed a 56-story glass tower in San Francisco's Transbay District, the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat reports. The building, called the Avery, includes condominium residences and apartment rentals, as well as a 4,312-square-foot penthouse on the 56th floor. At 576 feet tall, it is OMA's first high-rise building in San Francisco and sits on top of two podium buildings designed by Fujairah Architecture. In addition to the residences, the Avery also features 30,000 square feet of amenities that include an Equinox-curated fitness center, a 60-foot indoor lap pool, a demonstration kitchen, a formal dining room, a media lounge, a game room, a business center, an outdoor terrace, a pet spa, and 24-hour valet parking.
Construction on the tallest building in Cape Town, South Africa is set to begin in the next few months. Developers FWJK secured foreign funding for the skyscraper that has been dubbed 021 Tower, the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat reports. The project was delayed due to local requirements that new developments include, quote, affordable housing, which caused trouble finding funding. Once the South African Reserve Bank approves the foreign funding, construction is predicted to create 3,000 on-site and off-site jobs. The 44-story tower will include 570 apartments, 23,000 square feet of retail shops, and a station concourse level. The project is estimated to cost $67 million.
Vancouver-based Omni Group has been given the green light to move forward with its latest high-rise building in downtown Los Angeles. The site, located at 1000 South Hill Street, had been subject to labor opposition, but the LA City Council ruled in favor of the developer, Commercial Observer reports. The 60-story building will be designed by Chris Dikiakos Architects and will include 700 apartments and 1,075 parking spaces. The ground floor will also house 15,000 square feet of commercial space available for rent. The project is set to be completed by 2022.
A new building planned for Nicosia, Cyprus will soon become the second tallest building in the capital city, the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat reports. Labs Tower, a 90-meter or 295-foot tall building owned by Israeli Cypriot billionaire Teddy Sagi, will be located between Fotis Pitta and Mykonon Streets. The architect for the project is Cypriot company Irakli Papakristou, Labs Tower will have 22 floors and 3 underground floors for parking. It will house the Soggy Group's offices as well as accommodations for employees. There will also be restaurants, cafes, a fitness center, conference rooms, and an executive floor with a swimming pool. The project, expected to cost 50 million euros or 56 million US dollars, is set to be completed in 2020.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.